You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The St. Croix Falls School District has filed a federal lawsuit against an education software company following a massive student data breach in December. According to the lawsuit, the district is accusing PowerSchool of breach of contract, unjust enrichment, and false advertising. Other districts that have filed lawsuits against the company have also accused them of negligence. Representatives of PowerSchool say the company acted swiftly to respond to the cyber attack and believes the claims in the lawsuits are without merit. Despite questions over the status of federal funding, Wisconsin and Minnesota Department of Transportation officials say the Blatnik Bridge replacement project is still on track for 2027. At a public meeting on Tuesday, transportation officials said roughly $1 billion in federal funding and $400 million from each state remains secured. They also say the replacement project is critical because the well-traveled bridge is beyond repair. Construction is expected to last until 2031 if it begins as planned in 2027. With just a couple of weeks left before the April 1st election, the candidates in the pivotal Wisconsin Supreme Court race will hold their only debate tonight. Judge Susan Crawford and Judge Brad Schimmel will get their chance to speak directly to voters on impactful issues like abortion access and legislative district maps. The race has already become the most expensive in the state's history. An Elon Musk-backed PAC has spent millions on advertising and outreach for Schimmel, while the Democratic Party has donated millions to Crawford. Marshfield Clinic Health Systems is looking for residents in the Rice Lake area who are interested in participating in a cancer prevention study. Residents between 30 and 70 years old with no personal history of cancer can enroll for the National Cancer Institute Connect for Cancer Prevention Study in Rice Lake today. A second enrollment session will take place in late April. The National Cancer Institute is seeking around 200,000 people across the country for the study, which plans to explore causes of cancer to improve prevention efforts. Wisconsin residents interested in becoming an organ donor can now do so while filing their taxes. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has added a new option to the income tax return, allowing residents to sign up with the state donor registry right on their tax forms. Officials are hoping the added convenience will increase the number of registered donors in the state. Any resident above 15 years of age can register as a donor regardless of their health history. There are currently over 1,400 Wisconsinites waiting for organ transplants. Republican proposed legislation that would require sheriffs to help immigration authorities pass the state assembly's public safety committee on Tuesday. The proposal would require sheriffs to verify the citizenship of anybody arrested on felony-level offenses. If they're unable to verify that citizenship, they would be legally required to report it to the Department of Homeland Security. The legislation will now get a full vote in the assembly, but Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. Kinship of Rice Lake and Cameron is looking for community members to get involved with mentoring area kids. The program connects area residents with kids between the ages of 5 and 14 in an effort to provide them with additional support and build up their confidence. The kids are referred to the program through school counselors, their parents, or their legal guardians. Mentors can work with the kids for a couple hours each week for a year. The organization is also looking for residents to sponsor activities for the kids and mentors to do together. The Lake Superior Zoo will be taking in some new animals following the closure of a Twin Cities aquarium and zoo. SeaQuest in Roseville is looking to relocate over 800 animals after filing for bankruptcy amid animal welfare complaints last year. Lake Superior Zoo officials say they will take in nearly 200 animals and are excited about the opportunity to help them as best they can. Officials also say the new animal additions could create a financial hiccup for them and are asking the community for donations to help. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that recipients of the ATV Enhancement Grant Program can now apply for supplemental grant funding as well. The ATV Safety Enhancement Grants were awarded for projects meant to improve the safety and accessibility of ATV and UTV trails across the state, including upgrades to communication systems and safety information. The supplemental funding will only be available to recipients of the original grants, and applications for the supplemental grants will be accepted until Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers to participate in their rare plant monitoring program. According to a press release, the community-based science program asks volunteers to conduct surveys for rare plants across the state and track plant population trends during conservation efforts. The agency has run the program since 2013, and last year's program saw over 70 volunteers submit reports for over 220 rare plants. Interested volunteers can sign up for upcoming training sessions online. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115-114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of The Bachelor, hopefully you had a chance to catch their Women Tell All episode. Despite possibly becoming less intelligent from watching the show, according to Yahoo Entertainment, here are some things you might have missed. The girls are still salty about that basketball date. No one seems to like Carolina. Grant is a real charmer, and Dina is ready to find love again. Don't worry, all that made sense to Bachelor fans. And Dina, look me up. Let's go. 42 years is a long time to do anything in any profession. Vanna White is well aware of this. She's been a TV personality on Wheel of Fortune for over 4 decades. If you're wondering how she's been able to stick with the same job for so long, for starters, she turns letters. And it was recently revealed on Yahoo Entertainment that she only works 34 days a year. Sure, it sounds great, but the 68-year-old White does all of this for a mere $3 million a year. Try not to think of that on your way to work tomorrow. The Duchess of Sussex, also known as Meghan Markle, has taken a lot of verbal and tabloid abuse for her show I Really Wish I Was Martha Stewart, aka With Love, Meghan. Critics don't like it, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 20% of audiences like it. Having said that, the show has been renewed for season 2, and according to the New York Post, the crew absolutely loves her and said she treats everyone wonderfully. Why wouldn't she? She's a duchess with a horrible hit TV show. I can't think of anyone luckier. Mr. Scarlett Johansson, aka Colin Jost, was roasted on Saturday Night Live during Weekend Update by Lady Gaga's fictional husband, Lord Gaga, played by Mikey Day, who went on and on about how horrible it must be to live with a woman who makes so much more money than her husband. According to the Post, Colin Jost muscles through life with a net worth of just $10 million, and his wife Scarlett Johansson is worth $165 million. Somehow, they managed to make it work. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Eyre, says Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season 3. He added that the season 3 executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season 1. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are watching a late-week system that could bring some thunderstorms late Friday, rain into Saturday, rain changing to snow late Saturday into Sunday. Also, a lot of wind. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, sunny, mid to upper 50s. Tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs of the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.